Okay, you think you've got your 10 stages now. If you have, then we're ready to lay down the information. Now, I must say at the start, this is not a test of memory. This is going to be a demonstration of imagination. So don't consciously try to memorize anything at all. All I want you to do is just use that vibrant imagination and just picture the images that come along. Now, when I say imagination, I don't simply mean forming images in your mind. I want you to use all your cortical skills that you have at your disposal. So use all your senses, sight, sound, smell, taste and touch. Try to introduce movement, use exaggeration, humor, use sex, anything you like, just so that your imagination can work. Now, just move gradually from stage to stage. And I'm going to feed you some objects. We're going to go through this together to begin with. So, start at the beginning. You're in your bedroom. The first object I'm going to give you is wallet. Now, use exaggeration. Give it position. What's it doing? Where is it? Perhaps it's a huge wallet, bulging with dollars, right at the end of your bed. Try to picture that. What's the wallet made of? Is it leather? Can you smell it? Use your senses. Okay, leave the wallet alone, and now move on to the second stage, wherever that might be. It could be your bathroom. The next object. It's a snake. Maybe you hate snakes, but wherever it is, it's a snake. Perhaps it's in the bath. What type of snake is it? Give it a color. Is it slimy? Okay, just picture that. Use movement, exaggeration. Now move on to the third stage of the journey, wherever you are now. Could be your spare room. The next object is screwdriver. Use exaggeration. Make it outsized. Give it a position in the room. Use logic. Why is it there? Maybe you're doing some repairs in that particular room. What's the color of the screwdriver? What's the handle? Maybe it's yellow and black striped. Okay, great. Leave the screwdriver. Move on to the next stage of the journey. This time the word is peach. Imagine a giant peach wherever you're standing now in your house. Pick it up. How heavy is it? Imagine tasting it. Maybe it's got a little bit of fur on the side. Is it a fresh peach? Is it bruised, damaged? What does it taste of? Again, use all your senses. Okay, put the peach down. Now move to the next stage. Now this time, I just want you to make a mental note that this is the fifth stage. The object is drum. Obviously, this time you're going to use sound. Imagine picking up a stick and banging the drum. How loud is it? Is it going to disturb the neighbors? Whereabouts is the drum in that particular room? So again, use all your senses, sound, touch the drum, and remember that it's the fifth stage. You're halfway through the journey now. Now move on to the next stage of the journey, wherever you are now. This time it's over to you. I'm going to give you the word. It's book. Why would a book be in that particular place in your house? Or maybe you're in the garden now. What sort of book is it? Has it got a hardback? Is it softback? What color is it? What's the title of the book? Put the book down. Move to the next stage. This time, I want you to imagine piano. Maybe you play the piano. Or maybe there's a famous pianist playing it. Maybe Liberace. What's he doing there? Use sound. What sort of music is he playing? Move on to the next stage now. What's gone is gone. We're nearly at the end of the journey. This time, I want you to imagine goat. A goat. Just see it there. Walk up to it. Touch it. Feel it. Is it soft? Does it make a noise? Is it chewing? What color is it? What's it doing? Why should it be there? Use logic as well. Okay, leave the goat behind. We're nearly there. The next stage of the journey. This time, you see a mirror. What do you see in the mirror? Why is it there? Is it cracked? Do you make it crack? And then finally, at the very last stage of the journey, you see a tank. Now, what is it? Is it an army tank? Or is it a water tank? I'll leave that up to you. Great. Now, I said at the beginning, this is a demonstration of imagination. This is not a test of memory. But if you remember, I said that the three keys of memory are imagination, association, and location. So I'm willing to bet if you used all three, if you really used your imagination, you should now be able to recall, remember all 10 of those objects. Don't worry if you can't to begin with. We'll ease you into this. Just go back now to the first stage of your journey. Where were you? You were in the bedroom. There was something at the end of the bed. What was it? Maybe it's made of leather. That's right, it's the wallet. That thing oozing with dollars. Okay? Then we went to the next stage. I don't know where it is in your house, but maybe it's the bathroom. There was something in there. What was it? Something slimy. A snake. Great. Next stage, wherever that is now. What was it? Something, maybe some repairs you were doing in the room. It's a screwdriver. Move on to the next stage. Something that you tasted. A peach. Great. Move on to the next stage. This is something to do with sound. Maybe you're worried about disturbing the neighbors. It's a big drum. Now, what stage of the journey is it? Do you remember I said, make a note that it's halfway through, so it's the fifth stage of the journey. Now move on. Wherever you are now, there was something that... That's right, you were reading. It's a book. Moving on. Who's that playing the piano? Liberace. What's he doing there? Okay, leave Liberace alone. Move on to the next stage. And you can see what? Clue? It's an animal. That's it. It's the goat. Nearly there. The next stage, something to do with you, maybe. A reflection? Okay, that's the mirror. And finally, the very last stage, what was it? Was it an army tank or water tank? Okay, so how did you get on? Maybe you missed out on a few of the words, but don't worry if you did. All it means is that you didn't really make the images strong enough. They weren't stimulating enough. So the answer is just to go back, review each scene, or reshoot it if you like. So don't blame the projectionist when the recording's faulty. Just go back and change a few of the images. Reshoot the scene. Now, have you noticed the journey preserves beautifully the order of the objects? So if I say to you, well, what's the sixth object? All you have to do is go back to the journey. You know where the fifth is. So you go one forward, and it's the book. And we do it the other way around. If I say to you, where on the list did the snake come? Well, you think back, oh, you had the wallet, and then you went to the bathroom. So it's got to be the second on the list. So in fact, by using the journey, you could easily reverse the order of the items. Just reverse the journey. What was the last item? Think about it. Tank. Go back. Mirror. Goat. Piano. Book, etc. So all three are working beautifully together. Imagination, you're using plenty of that. You were associating the objects. You were thinking of exaggerating them and putting them in the location. So all three have worked together. And that's why you can use them to great effect. Now, apart from anything else, I mean, obviously there are practical benefits to this. It really is a wonderful exercise for the whole of your brain. And we'll be looking at brain functions in the advanced section. What I suggest you do, just try as an experiment. Write down a random list of 10 objects. You can get your family or friends to do this. And get them to call them out slowly and see if you can memorize, well, just imagine each of them along a journey. Now, of course, speed comes with practice. And after a while, you will be amazed at how easy this is to do. You won't be looking at 10 objects. You'll be wanting to do 20, 30, 50, maybe 100. These are all benefits of the journey method.